We have just finished a book, which is called How I Became a Hindu. And the question from a cyberspace participant is, Gurudeva, how did you become a Hindu? It wasn't a dramatically awesome, big experience for me to become a Hindu. It was like I grew up in Hinduism. A very dear friend of our family's, graduate of Stanford University, had the opportunity to be the guest of the Maharaja of Mysore for 5 years. She learned Indian art and dance and culture and the Saiva religion. When my mother passed on, 9 years of age, she took over the chore of helping my father raise me. I knew at 10 years of age how to drape a dhoti, how a sari should be draped, how a turban should be wrapped, how the dance of Shiva should be danced, and how incense should be used to purify the atmosphere of the home, and how food should be eaten. My father passed on at 11 years of age, and the drama continued. I was brought up in Hinduism first through culture, music, art, drama, dance, and all the protocols of Indian life. This remarkable person lectured and gave demonstrations to the public in the presentation of the beauty and glory of India. At that time, there were only maybe 5 or 6 Hindu families within the California area, so what she had to offer was very welcome. At summer camps at her beautiful chalet at Fallen Leaf Lake near Lake Tahoe, I learned the worship of Nataraja. And this, at the beginning of the teens, was very important to me. It led into the Vedanta philosophy. Through listening to lectures in the Vedanta Society in San Francisco, reading books, and I was most inspired by the life of Swami Vivekananda and his books on Raja Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, and inspired talks. So following the path of Charya, which leads into Kriya, which leads into yoga, the culture and the protocols and the philosophy, which leads into practice, I started learning yoga, diaphragmatic breathing, concentration, meditation. Then I was told, well, you need to find your guru. This is the next step. You need to find your guru, and your guru is in Sri Lanka. At 20 years of age, I took the first ship leaving after the World War to Sri Lanka and had my 21st birthday going through the entrance to India, the Grand Gateway of India in Mumbai. During the first year in Sri Lanka, everyone wanted me. The Muslims, the Buddhists, and the Christians. I felt very, very special being wanted by so many people. Being an orphan, you're often not wanted by anyone. But I found their way of thinking in the protocols and philosophy didn't compare with what I had learned in Vedanta. Satguru Sivi Yogaswami sent one of his close disciples to Colombo from the other part of the island to fetch me. Elegant gentlemen from the Vaishya caste, the Chettiar community, began to take me to the Hindu temple. For the first time, I learned worship. Now the pattern was complete. So we can see by step by step by step how I became a Hindu. One very last increment to this adventure was needed. And when I asked and had finally met Sadhguru Sivi Yogaswami, I asked, bring me into the Hindu religion fully and formally. And he did just that, gave the Namakarana Samskara, the name-giving sacrament, and that's how I'm able to say I became a Hindu.